Luke Briley is preparing to graduate next month from the University of Louisiana at Monroe's Construction Management Program. He says he sent out roughly 50 resumes and has received 4 job offers. Briley tracked job prospects during his time in college. He's relieved to be graduating at a time when the economy is showing signs of improvement.
It was scary. I think firsthand in the economy, the first people that feel it are in the construction side. In the construction industry, I think they feel it firsthand because if people aren't making money, people are getting laid off, people aren't building, people aren't wanting to expand.
Dr. Keith Parker, the director of the School of Construction Management at ULM, agrees that the job market is on the upswing.
We have gone from a time where companies were looking for slots to come in, when can we come in to interview your graduates before 2008, to a time where just tell them to send a resume if they're interested. We're not hiring. We don't have any positions. To where we've now kind of cycled back up to where we're not probably going to have 100% for people. But it's up a lot more than no one coming whatsoever looking for your graduates.
A National Association of Colleges and Employers study says that employers who responded to a job outlook survey are planning to hire 9.5% more graduates in 2012 than they did this year. And graduating in December may confer other advantages. The study says that in 2011, 64% of employee recruitment was done in the fall. The director of ULM's Career Connections, Alberta Green, has a short list of in-demand degrees for December graduates.
College of Business, construction, and also education.
Arthur Breedlove is slated to graduate from the University of Louisiana at Monroe's Business Administration program in December. He's landed a job with a major bank.
You go to school, get a degree, but there's not a guarantee that you're going to land a job in the field that you're going to school for. And the job market right now is so tough and competitive that you just have to get out there, and the earlier you start, the better.
Both construction and finance made the top 10 list of projected hires on the National Association of Colleges and Employers survey. But Alberta Green says not every graduate is looking at bright prospects.
General studies majors, English majors, and mass communications, some of those will have difficulty finding jobs.
That's proved true so far for Gina Chesnick. She will participate in December cap and gown ceremonies with a master's degree from ULM's communication department, but she says that despite putting out 20 resumes, there are still no firm job offers. Still, she's keeping in mind the sectors that are doing most of the hiring.
I just think to myself that each one of those fields needs a communication person. So at one point or another, there's going to be a job opening up, whether it's in construction or science or education of some sort. And whether it's teaching or helping them out with the media of any sort, I'm confident in the degree I got, and I feel like I will be able to apply it eventually, even if it takes a little bit longer.
But all recent graduates of Southern universities should take heart. The National Association of Colleges and Employers study says that survey respondents indicate that more hires took place this year in the South than any region of the country except the Northeast. And that trend is projected to continue through next year. For KEDM and the Southern Education Desk, I'm John Hughes.